Your heart produces what you plant. What are you planting into your heart? You know, because it's going to produce. It's going to grow. And it produces what you plant. I mean, when you plant a garden, you expect a crop, right? A lot of times when we say things in the natural, we don't want that to come. But we're not realizing what we're saying. Matter of fact, look in James 1:26. And it says, if anyone among you, now let me say it again, if anyone among you, right, thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives him his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Hallelujah. If anyone among you thinks he's religious, just worth reading again, right? And does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. You come to church today to hear the word of God, right? Right. You didn't want to hear no dog and pony shows. You're serious about God. I mean, if you're not, you need to be. But, you know, if any one of you think you're religious, oh, yeah, I don't need to go to church. I'm religious. I don't need all that. I don't need to give my tithes and offerings. I'll just give it to wherever I want to give it. Well, that's good, but what's the word of God say? Give it to the storehouse. For your tithes, offerings, and alms is a whole different ballgame, right? But it says, thank you, religious, and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart. This one's religion is what? Useless. That's a strong scripture. And there are many people who seem to be religious. You understand what I'm saying here? But because they do not bridle their tongues, Satan does not have to deceive them. Why? They're already deceived. Because they're not bridling their tongue. You know, just like sometimes you just want to, you know, you see stuff, you know, the news, the TV, and I heard my neighbor say something about it. This world is run by people, but our kingdom is in heaven. And we forget about that and get so wrapped up in the things here. The kingdom of God is our home. That's our future. That's where we're going. We, you know, even whatever goes on down here, it goes on. But Jesus is our home. He is waiting for his people, right? So we need to understand that these people that are not bridling their tongue, they deceive their own hearts by the words they speak. You know, they keep on talking, and keep on deceiving. And they say things foolishly. They speak things which they do not desire to come to pass. They just, what I usually call it when people are going like that, and it may sound ugly, but it's the truth, they're vomiting all over the place. Think about it. They're just vomiting all this nastiness everywhere. And, you know, and I was visiting a friend one day, as you know, I visit sometimes. And, you know, he walked past me, and he had a trash bag over his shoulder and headed to the road to put it in the big trash can so they could come pick it up. And, you know, he said, well, I guess I finally got my calling. I'm going to be a trash man. And then he walked a few steps and said, whoa, I rebuke that. I'm not going to be a trash man. Like, there's nothing wrong with it, but he's that wasn't his profession. That wasn't what he went to school for and all that kind of stuff. But he just said it out of his mouth, not realizing how many times we're spewed things out of our mouth that we didn't really mean it, but we said it. But like he come back and said, oh no, I rebuke that. That ain't it. That ain't my calling. So you see what I'm saying? How many times it's so easy that we'll say something about whatever's going on that it is, you know, sometimes we just need to praise the Lord. You know, just whenever something's going on, you just praise the Lord. Glory to God. I don't accept that. If it's not the word of God, I don't accept that. I'm not messing with it. Guess what? I'm not even going to associate with it. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of people just get off in there, roll their britches up, and jump off in there with it without thinking about what's the consequences of that. So, you know, we also need to understand to go along with what the Word of God says. And the more the Word of God you got, the more that you're able to take on the enemy. And I'm not talking about getting in a ring and boxing and all this kind of stuff. Just throw the Word of God at him. You throw the Word of God at him, he's got to flee. He can't be messing with you. And we don't, you know, somebody was asking me one time before, he said, do your church ever boycott people and things and all this kind of stuff about what they say, about what they do? No. You just don't have to go. Me personally, I don't boycott, I just don't go. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to announce that this church is going to boycott this place because they don't believe in whatever. No, we don't. This is a God church. We talk God. We don't talk world out there. But we talk it sometimes to keep people from getting strayed too far to come back before, you see what I'm saying? That this church, if you want to boycott something, you boycott it. Sometimes I go someplace, sometimes I don't. It's up to you. God gave you the choice. You understand what I'm saying? You know, it all starts with the mouth. Jesus had, he had so much to say about the words we speak. The words we speak. It all centers around what? The law of faith. Praise the Lord. I want you to look at Mark 11:23. It ought to be able just to open right up to that. Praise the Lord. And it says, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, say to this cancer, to this broken leg, this whatever it is that's going on in your body, upset stomach, this sunburn, or whatever it is you got going on in your body, you can say to that situation, right? Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt. How many times we've said that before? Does not doubt. See, when you sign the contract, you got to read the small print too. What's it saying there? It does not doubt. So we have to understand that does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he said will be done. He will have whatever he says. Period. That's a good chance to say amen. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, eventually it will come to pass. You know, don't put a time stamp on God. God's going to do it whenever. But you got to stay in faith and don't doubt it in your heart. And you know this statement is true because why? Jesus said it. Hallelujah. But not many people understand it. And some would say, those people are just trying, just making that faith statement. It ain't nothing true. Jesus said it, I believe it is true. And, you know, you say, well, I don't believe that's true. Well, get it in your heart. Jesus said it. And if you're following Jesus, right? I love Jesus, as we said Thursday. I love Jesus. Jesus, come back. I love you more. You can never match the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. But the people think when you start stepping out in faith, they think you're lying. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I want you to look in Matthew 12:34. Matthew 12:34. I love what he said here. He reminds me of old football coach when he said it like this. Jesus said, you brood of snakes. How could evil men like you speak what is good and right? And Jesus stepping on some toes there now. He says, for whatever is in your heart determines what you say. What's in your heart? A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. Now, I know everybody in here, nobody's ever talked bad about you. You know, why would they want to talk about any of you or me? Why would they want to do that? You understand? Why would? I mean, you're good people. You're in church. You're doing what you can. Well, if you're doing what God is telling you to do, they're going to talk bad about you. What's in their hearts? Those evil brood of snakes. Another version, brood of vipers. They're going to talk bad about you because why? You're doing what God's telling you to do. And I don't know if they're jealous or whatever it is, because they want what you got. I don't like the color of your hair this week. I don't like the way you walk. I don't like the way you talk. You understand what I'm saying? People are going to say things about you. And whatever is produced into their hearts, those evil people, it's going to come out of their mouth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know what? Who brings it forth? The man, right? Who brings this forth? Where does he bring it from? His heart. What you putting in your heart? And how? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I've heard some people before. I said, if I could ever catch an English word or a good, clean word out of them, I mean, some of them just boom, 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 just dirty, nasty words. What? That's all in there. Boy, they need Roto-Rooter. I said, man, every word, they don't even put a comma in. They don't even take a breath. It's just all kind of words. I ain't heard all those kind of nasty words. And, you know, you probably have heard some of those people that talk nasty, say all these words. And, you know, and I mean, I must have had a sheltered life because I ain't heard a lot. I mean, a lot of like I said, it may be a comma in there every now and then, but they're really going to it and their veins are sticking out. And, you know, it's time to make an exit, stage right. Because I don't know what's going to fix and happen if their blood pressure is going to get too high and the top of their head blows off or whatever. But you understand what I'm saying? That people out of the heart, whatever is in their heart is going to come out. Those people need Jesus big time from the things that come out of their heart. Romans 10:8. Verse 8 says, but what does it say? The word is near you. The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Praise the Lord. We don't preach about politics. We don't preach about this. We don't preach about that. We preach the word of faith here at this church. Praise the Lord. And you know, the first thing it is, where is it at? In that scripture, it tells you it's in your mouth. Right? Then it gets into your heart, right? But once it's in your heart, it gets back into your mouth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And foolish things say, you know, the foolish things people say get into their heart. And once it's in their heart, it gets back into their mouth. Foolish things people say get into their hearts and deceive their hearts. There's a lot of people out there that are hurting. You know, I mean, I don't do this, but while I'm in a place or supermarket or store, and, you know, you're looking at stuff to put in your basket or whatever, you hear people talking. And you know that they need the Word of God in their hearts. I mean, you could probably make it. Testify that you hear it when you go to some place or just dealing with people and you hear those things, and they need Jesus. They need the Word of God. But the spirit man is designed to lead and guide him. The spirit man, the Holy Spirit, abides in the human spirit, right? And the human spirit is a design of God. It was breathed out. Now I want you to listen to this. It was breathed out of the mouth of God. And that's in Genesis. You know, you heard about when God created man. And then what all else, you know, what he did. But he breathed into the mouth of, you know, into man. And he became a living person. And it was the breath of God, the spirit of God, which became the spirit of man. Whew. The human spirit. You see the things that people have, the things that they have in their thought life, the things that they put into their heart, you know. But you know, even every born again human spirit can contact God. You see where I'm saying here? That there is a greater avenue of flow between you, uses, and God when you have the prayer language of the Holy Spirit. And you know, I don't know about you, if you're not feel baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of talking, praying in tongues or talking in tongues, that you know, it's between a flow between God and you for that prayer language through the Holy Spirit. It's important in a Christian's life. And if you're a born-again believer, not of a denomination, but of a child of God, you want to be filled with the baptized of the Holy Spirit because of the power that it gives you. As you hear it on Thursdays and you hear it on Sunday, when God speaks to people, it's mostly in tongues. You say, well, I don't understand that. I don't know what that does. It gives you the power. They're getting a message straight from the throne room of heaven, and it's interpreted for the body. To edify, not to cut you down, not to do anything. It's to edify the body of Christ. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people, I could tell you, when I was coming up in the denomination I was in, that page was tore out of our Bible. So we didn't have the teachings on that. And then the first time I was enlightened to it, I was ready to run. I didn't know what it was. But I didn't run. I stayed. And I received what I needed to receive that day. You see what I'm saying? And I can remember just like it was yesterday in Baker, Louisiana, at the church I was attending. And I mean, it was a difference from the climate was different from where I was to where they were. And then I realized how the power, and I never backed up, I never turned around, never stopped it. I kept moving forward. And I know when I pray in tongues, and when I speak in tongues, well, I know what God is doing for me. And I know what He's doing for you, because I am praying for this church. Everyone that is, the fat people of this church. What do you mean fat? You calling me fat? Well, yeah, faithful, available, and teachable. That's this church. This church is on the solid rock, and we're fulfilling God's plan here, right here on the Cluett Highway. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what we're doing. Somebody might think, well, y'all back off the road, you're this and that and the other thing else. No, we got the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, and when we come into this building, it's in this building. So you see what I'm saying? You know, people are getting healed. People are, you know, people say, well, I don't know. I've been coming here a long time and I'm still don't feel good. But I tell you one thing, God has already healed you. So grab a hold of your receive what God has told you. He spoke to you. You are healed. It's a lot of things that take place in this church that we don't see in the natural. It's all in the spiritual where God is working. God is working on His people. But you know, we have to understand that there's a greater avenue with us being baptized in the Holy Spirit and our prayer language with God, and it opens up a whole lot more avenues for God to work in our life. Matter of fact, look in 1 Corinthians 14:2. 14:2, and it tells us, for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men. So when you hear people praying in tongues, they're not speaking to you. He's speaking but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. That is the power that we have by being baptized in the Holy Spirit. You're born again spirit. Now think about this. Now I'm talking about born again people. Born again spirit is in contact with God. Oh man, what you been smoking? What are you talking about? I'm telling you right now, according to that scripture, your born-again spirit is in contact with God at all times. Even though you may not be talking right now to Him, He's talking to you. Hallelujah. And he's probably saying, listen, incline your ear to this message. This scripture right here is for you today. And He says what? It's an avenue of God's wisdom to find answers to the things fed into your words. He's feeding into your words. He's feeding into your spirit. You see what I'm saying? He's constantly communicating with us. And your spirit is guided by the words you speak. The words you speak and by the information it gains from the knowledge of God. You see why it's important to have that heavenly language. It's like you're in second gear and you're ready to get moving. Put it in the higher gear so that you can go faster, because the power of God is in being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Your heart produces, right? Produces what you plant. And if you got the Spirit of God in there, it's going to be kind of hard sometimes for that to come out of your mouth because of the Spirit of God. Because you know about the Word of God telling me to, be careful. Don't say that. Don't do that. Don't be careful what you say. Zip it. You understand? The Holy Spirit will tell you that. Because if you're a born-again believer, now that's what I'm saying, the thing I'm trying to tell you, a born-again believer, but we need to understand, if it's something that is not edifying to somebody, zip it. You know, we can sit here and talk about people all day long. They do out there in the world, but in here, we zip it. Or in our life, we zip it. Now, we can edify them by talking how good they are. Yeah, you may not know the same person I know. Yeah, I know the same person you know. They just need a little help. And that's what the church is for, to help. To help bring people up to the standard. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this today?